At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Chandler's, everyone probably sent him money, and now he got.
And we are live. Welcome back to Tukey Loves Mud Sharks, Loving Misery.
He has a podcast now. He has an interesting story.
I heard it. I wasn't sure.
So he's saying he's not a panini?
No.
Whoa! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tukey.
Yeah!
Whoa! Loves Mud Sharks.
What's up, bitches? It's the Z-Man, a.k.a. the Mud Shark.
Loving Misery.
Man, I want to have fun. I'm having fun. Don't it look like I'm having fun? I'm having a blast.
Tukey loves Mud Sharks. Loving Misery. Haka haka.
Haka haka.
So his work looked into you online.
But this is a special emergency episode of Tukey Loving Mud Sharks, Loving Misery.
Again, Bill's seeing through the bullshit, but a lot of people are fooled. They're like, yeah, Stevie.
This is our special friend, Leon.
I try to let him go by.
Hello, Leon.
Turns around,
Tukey loves you more than a friend. I'm glad everything went well today. Yay!
Like, what the fuck? What is this? As soon as that happens, he goes, I'm going to fuck you up, motherfucker, and takes out the nunchucks and starts swinging them around.
He had
it was
him
as
like,
quick as that.
He had him
in a bag.
Stevie Lou was attacked by a ninja turtle yesterday.
Pulled them right out. He like
New Portatello.
Like a backpack. Chick.
It was like a small. It was almost
it's fantastic.
Like, I've got one of these things. This is where I keep my work shit. You know?
Okay.
It's like this.
I just want to hear the story.
Yeah, like a sort of.
Chad just wants to hear the story. Chad just wants to watch the show. Did anyone else notice Chad saying,
no.
Oh, my old show?
Style, but it was, I mean,
what a dumbass.
Did he make any sound effects?
No. I was
Michael
fucking.
He can't strike me anyway.
I was taken aback, man. I was like,
I forgot. I muted it. Sorry.
Here's the thing. You could strike any channel for anything. They just have to go through the court system.
Chad did not strike Pat.
If they had 10 days to appeal it.
Has nothing to do with Chad. I talked to Pat.
You could strike any channel, but you have to go through a court system if they wanted to go.
There's no way. There's something. I don't think Chad or Pat was allowed to have another YouTube channel.
But okay.
I think because he got kicked off once before.
Right. So at that point,
so he pulls it out and he swings on you immediately, or he like.
Bill gets it. This isn't his first investigation. No, I mean, Bill does this for a living. Bill investigates things for a living. So,
like, what are laughing?
I was kind of laughing at first.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, not big.
Yeah, but like, what are you supposed to do? I'm not going to, like, go, oh my God.
Thank you, Reverend Shit Stain Powerful Pooper, $2. Why are you not sniping Quad, sniping Chad, sniping Kevin?
Do you remember when Stevie said, you're not allowed in New York? I see you, I'm going to beat you up. Like, I'm going to take you down.
Oh, shut up, Chad.
100% he threatened.
Remember when you told that woman to kill herself?
Mr. Captain Drug Dealer, look into your employee. Don't worry about me.
Chad is such the moral high ground.
Thank you very much.
There became an absolute scene. You know, like, I was almost shocked.
Before he hit you, there was a scene?
When he pulled the fucking nunchucks out, man.
Like,
there are construction work. Like, that street.
New Portolangelo.
It's right by Penn Station, man. There's thousands of people.
There's straight.
Thousands of people.
Get out of New York.
Really crazy business.
If you're in New York, get out.
He got away with it.
Go anywhere else.
So yesterday was like the first nice day of the, you know.
Yeah, I said that yesterday, so everybody's out.
So Chad is just watching the show.
Yeah, like, all these construction workers were just, like, looking at
him. He's got nothing to say. This was a good. This is a good chat episode
to
today.
Advice of what I should have really done. Like,
yeah, I wanted to get on sooner, but Tukey couldn't.
Milk the story. We're only 10 minutes in over on MLC. Milk the story, buddy. You already told the story.
Is that the stupid backwards hat Chad wears?
You're gonna kill it. Just stop acknowledging.
Chad, do you wear that hat because you're the size of an ambulance? That's the only time I've seen a word backwards like that, so you could see it in your rearview mirror.
Is he already, like, hitting you with...
Chad wears his hat so trucks can know that a much larger object is behind them.
Screaming at me.
What's the woman screaming at you about?
Thank you, Dan G.
I had, like...
Chad stinks on ice. Put this in the Tuki collection plate. Yes.
They were wearing an MLC shirt.
Collection plate is back.
Great if I had like a David Chandler
Tuki soup tonight. This is just an emergency episode. This is not a show.
I had something that would identify.
This is not a show.
I can't ignore my moderators, guys. And plus, you know, we got an actual cop watching a guy describe a crime. So all these people saw it, but no news story. I know. Where's the news story, Stevie?
Is it still downing Stevie? Who cares? What? There's so much crime in New York City. Crime is not a news anymore.
He was like, just
not a news. Not a news story.
Kind of like the
Tookie's very stupid.
For a second, like my supervisor told the guy what his name was. It was bizarre. And then I like
my supervisor.
Are we gonna really pretend like
the nunchuck man?
This didn't really happen.
My name is so and so. What's going on here? He was just trying to defuse the situation.
I too have an appointment at the bank.
I walked away.
Yes, we all have appointments at the bank.
The 99 cents pizza shop, because that's where the truck.
It's 2024.
Great.
How else could you get in touch with your bank?
Comes charging at me.
I have to make an appointment, so I have to make a deposit.
He wasn't listening to what
I'm depositing. 55 cents.
And he comes charging
from my Tuki bank.
Now I'm like in front of the pizzeria.
Twister, twisted trucker. Like, the bratty kid from Over the Top was named Mike Hawk.
To defend myself.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
My computer just froze.
I did not know that.
Step at me.
Uh-oh, Chad's computer froze.
You know, like this.
Even Chad's computer is lazy. Even Chad's computer doesn't want to do anything.
The fuck?
So he didn't hurt you? He didn't hit you the first time?
No. No.
Look at all these piazzas. And Tuki. Hello, welcome. This is an emergency episode.
Like I was
the Mud Shark is sniping MLC again, so of course Tuki has to go on. Oh, now we're watching Steel Toe. What is Chad doing? Chad's computer froze. Ah! Oh, man. I really wanted to...
Whoa, sorry about that. I don't know what the hell happened.
Thank you. I really wanted to clip Chad, but now I'm having more fun doing this. I wanted to clip Chad for tonight.
At that point, I just threw my hand up and caught the full brunt of it, and that's
why
my arm is broken.
If you had to guess, would you say they were wooden, metal?
It was very, very strong, thick wooden
okay.
Yeah, man. But Stevie, when he did it, wasn't that around the pizza place? That
sorry
place
about
is
that.
Like a hornet.
See? It was by a pizza place. This was definitely done by a Ninja Turtle.
Guys, we're not going to snipe the whole show. I'm not going to.
I know, Chad, because you can't sit and make comments about a show for a whole 2.5 to 3 hours.
Like hearing him. He's never made me laugh. He's a douchebag. So I'll do a little bit of this. The beginning, because he's gonna start getting into super chats and it's gonna be boring.
Oh, thank God, Mud Shark! Yes, please.
That's why I got out of the sniping game.
I want to see what Mud Shark's numbers are. 318. Okay,
so,
Chad's losing
you.
Some numbers. Stick him! Ha! Stick him!
I would like to talk to your manager. Like,
whatever happened to suburban rhythm?
One of those,
why did Ed and Scott quit? What's up with the whoops?
Okay.
Are you
like
please don't go.
Black and shit,
suburban
you know,
rhythm.
And he was
all the other
house,
bands
like,
are just shit.
You know.
Do you think he thought you were like?
I said the real big fish are they got it made because they signed a record company and won't get paid. But they missed up on the lyrics and they got no style. Said they're gonna get it right, but it might take a while. So
real Kevin,
don't touch that.
So he cracks me in the arm, breaks my arm, and like once he hit me,
Kevin Brennan moved to Florida.
Then I'm never gonna play with the Skies again.
I couldn't really get a hold of him.
Never.
And then the first thing I could get was. I grabbed the.
You grab a slice.
I grabbed.
As I saw my life flash before me.
Those sandwich board.
I grabbed for a sandwich board.
So I grabbed it. I closed it, and I started trying to like. I had a broken arm. And I'm swinging.
Stevie Lou had 12
never
hours to come up
showed
with the story that he's
fucking
telling.
Screaming with
boom,
delight.
Boom.
They were like, ah!
They were
fucking
nets.
It was insane.
Because they're all
like,
crackheads there.
Like he like
maybe we
could
get Stevie.
Thank
like,
you, Graham.
Shield and trying to stab him with it, and then he like ran off. So we ran off, and apparently one of the cops saw it.
Do you realize Kevin's the only guy to give this guy a platform? Nobody's having him on, like, of significance and followers. Nobody's having this guy on.
Who is having Chad on?
Kevin, for some
Chad,
reason,
who is looking for you?
Gives Stevie a platform every single time.
Chad is jealous
crazy.
That Stevie has more of a platform than he does now.
We've all seen
it's so obvious.
It's terrible. It's bad.
It's fantastic.
You know, Ray and I bust each other's balls, even Pat Dixon for the – But Pat and Ray, they did.
Stevie, you could have avoided this if you had a gun.
Even Melton did it.
Or flashlight fighting.
Stevie didn't do it. He ran a room in New York City. He was
get a copy of Flashlight Fighting by Phil Elmore.
He says he did stand up for 8 years.
This way, if you're ever attacked by someone with nunchucks again,
I doubt he's ever gotten paid for stand up comedy.
You'll be ready.
I bet you any amount of money he's not gotten paid for stand up comedy.
Lifted his hands up and
Chad,
going, the champ is here.
You told us you have no clue how taxes work. You thought YouTube was paying your taxes with the 30% YouTube takes.
This guy was. I mean,
how could you possibly be a stand-up professional stand-up comedian?
On the crack. That's crack alley right over there. Yeah.
Magnesium, crack. Linoleum, $5. Can Tukey queef in our faces again like he did on Sunday night? No!
Like, Stevie literally went after a fucking.
It was not a fart.
Man of the law.
There's a pen and a marker, and they fell over on my desk.
Across the street, go to Sullivan's, and then you hang around.
I think this is going to backfire on Stevie. I thought people would be, like, sympathetic towards him. They're going to feel bad, but he's still coming off as a douche.
I might have a sponsor for Tukey Soup. Dang Lizard. Thank you.
Wait, is this true? Last Saturday night, Stevie said he tried stand-up for 1 year, and he almost went homeless because of it, because it wasn't working out.
No shit. Jack the Ripper, 79 days till Hackamania. Get your tickets now. Yes. Hackamania.com. That reminds me to put the banner. Thank you.
Do me some support.
But yes, Hackamania.com. Get your tickets.
A bunch of other people.
Yep. Yep.
$200 to see Ray DeVito.
Last night. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Took you to dinner?
No, he just threw me.
Dan G, $5. Tukey, do you know Chad knows magic?
Money for his channel. Stevie's getting money.
So I can't, like, wash.
He's the only guy to make $100,000 and get a refund on a 1099. Yes.
Sending him money.
He's so stupid.
So Pat and Stevie are going to use this to be sympathetic. Figures.
So dumb. So dumb.
Wait,
Mojo Buffalo. I wish I could quit you.
Sure, which is pretty nice.
I love you more than a friend. I love you all more than a friend.
It's everywhere now.
The little shops.
In New York, yeah. So.
Oh, now Tukey's sniping me. Now Tukey's. Screwing me over? This is an act of violence, Tukey. I'd rather be at Wawa and get a fucking hoagie.
Water. Stevie's going to try to get his wife back through this. Like, he's going to get money, his wife. I mean, this
did Stevie save his wife? And now she's all wet because she saw what a foot soldier-like creature Stevie could be.
Like,
someone said Stevie looked like the 80s or the was it 80s cartoon version of the Ninja Turtles foot soldiers. So it made sense that a Ninja Turtle with nunchucks tried to hit him.
But the fact that
he does, he has a big head like a foot.
Attacking you with nunchucks, it's so specific.
He really does. Stevie Lou's head is shaped like a foot.
You got assaulted.
Like Sarah Jessica Parker.
All right, guys.
General.
Oh, here goes. Stupid.
Over.
He stinks.
Boring. Show's over.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I won't be watching MLC.
Of
from
course.
We got the story. He was attacked by a guy with nunchucks. There's no news story.
Come on, Fatso. This is how you used to make money.
There's no witnesses.
This is how Tukey was born. Come on, snipe MLC. So Tukey can snipe you, enjoying MLC. And you can talk about how this show sucks.
Let me check my Venmo real quick.
Oh, let me check my Venmo. Oh, here's a bullshit Venmo. John Smith, thank you for the $5 million Venmo. Whoa.
Addicted to being poor. Just sent me $5 on the Venmo. Thank you very much.
In all seriousness, though, thank you, Nora Knee, for the Venmo.
Oh, Jeff Closer.
I appreciate it.
Just sent me $5.55 Venmo.
But that was a couple of days ago.
For Z-Man from Jeff Closer. Thank you, buddy. You're doing the Lord's work.
Wait a minute. Why? Oh, well, maybe they don't want to pay. Because I was going to say Jeff Closer was on the hype train,
listen, guys,
but he didn't send a super chat.
We'll be back on MLC.
Maybe because he didn't want them to take the percentage out.
No. Kevin didn't pay me, and I'm not going on that show unless I'm getting paid. Fuck.
Oh, big shot.
Jeff Closer is doing it.
Chad just reads the free super chat or the free chat.
All your contributions.
Like Tukey will.
Couldn't have done it without
you. Hey, Tukey.
What did we learn?
Hey, Terbs McGurk.
What did we learn? That's what.
But you know it hurts, Chad, to have to read the free chats. That's what's funny. But hello, Terbs.
What did we learn?
Mojo Buffalo, thank you for the $6,000 Venmo. That's fantastic. The dollar sign goes before the number, but we will look past that.
I
know it's not your fault. Everyone is very stupid nowadays.
So there you go. There you go. That's what we learned.
Venmo means tax-free. Yes, Douglas W., you're right.
We learned that the sorcerer...
I love you, Eugene. I love you more than a friend.
Where he almost got beat up.
We learned that Chad knows nothing about taxes or how they work or what a tax return even is. You know he got no tax return, but he wanted to sound cool and pretend like, oh, yeah, I got a giant return the other day. Yeah, yeah, you know, that's what happens when you're working for yourself. You just get all these giant tax returns. It's hard being a mud shark, but, you know, we make do. We make do.
Like to throw Ray in the mix.
Hey, Tuki, I like the things you do. Hey, Tuki, if I could, I would be you. Really? How depressing. Thank you, Mojo.
Mr. Farty, we learned that Stevie can make a nunchuck story boring. I mean, it was fucking done. The story's over. We heard it. It's over.
No, Chad, you are done. You are boring. You are over.
Another 3 hours.
That is becoming blatantly obvious, right? I mean, God. Damn it, Chad, you stink. All right, so I do have some clips of Chad from today. I'm going to try and put on Tukey Soup. His hype train was incredibly embarrassing. Even he was like, anyone notice how long this song is? Yeah, it's incredibly long when you're dancing while you're sitting and expecting people to pay you for it, and no one's paying you anything. It's fantastic. Watching him do the hype train and no one pays him any money is probably the best part of Tukey's day.
We did it.
Eddie Valentino, thank you for the $2. Love you, Tukey. Don Reynolds sucks. Who's Don Reynolds?
Great show.
Yeah, great show, Chad. This was great.
Kevin Brennan is on his period.
We learned that Chad has no jokes. He literally has no funny bone in his body.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you for learning. Thank you for teaching all of us to go after our dreams.
Without a super chat.
If you could be a professional comedian, Chad, the rest of us could literally be anything we want to be.
Some stuff. I got a pack for tomorrow. But thank you for the Venmos and everything.
Fucking Frank. Hey, Tukey, how do you feel about Joey C threatening to self-harm and yelling in the streets?
Bob R., the new...
I heard about that. I did have a video of Joey from last night yelling at people.
Respond to my message. I will send.
I think Joey is. I think all of these guys are losing it.
And whatever you want me to promote.
Quite honestly.
What it's all about.
Whatever you want me to promote, send me a dollar. Send me a dollar. I'll promote it. Whatever you want. Ugh. I don't care about your stupid show. Oh, I thought we were gonna have a nice Mud Shark sniping MLC, and then we could have been sniping just like we used to do in the old days. Remember that? We're coming up on a year. Tukey's birthday is April 27, 2023. That was when we first sniped the Mud Shark, Loving Misery, and it was fantastic. And oh, so many things have happened since then. Ray DeVito has lost more of his brain. Chad has gotten fatter and far less funnier. Tukey just keeps rising in the Dabbleverse power rankings that Dr. Chow did for about 4 weeks, and then he got lazy and stopped because everyone thinks all this shit is really easy. They're like, oh, I could do a show. I could do that. And then they're like, how come no one's watching this or no one's giving me any attention? I hate this. This is hard. I don't want to do it anymore. But, all right. I got to do more work for Tukey Soup. I guess that's it. Stupid Mud Shark and his stupid inability to do a show by himself. Eugene Breen, thank you for being a member for 7 months. Can I hire you for a child's birthday party? Yes! Yes! But Tukey's very expensive. Tukey's going to be $10,000 in appearance. The actual Tukey, me. If you want the puppet, 10 grand. However, we here at Bedabbler Network have obtained a cheaper Tukey alternative. And if you go to my Twitter, you can see it. I'm going to try and pull it up now. I should probably try and talk. Or move my mouth when I talk, I should say. But yes, we have ordered a full-size Tukey costume. There's Tukey. It's not as expensive as you would think. $198. Hold on one second. I'm sharing the wrong screen now because I just did something. And it's it popped up on a different screen. But this is the screen I want. $198. That's our new Tukey costume. I don't know what we're going to do with it. First thing I have to do is rip its tongue out. Tukey does not have a tongue. Everyone knows that. See? Tukey has no tongue. And while it just looks like a bootleg garbage Elmo, which I guess is what it is, for $198, it's not that bad. I mean, I'm also risking losing $198 because it's coming from some place called AliExpress. And the picture has all these markings. I feel like this is one of those instances where if you tried to buy a red Elmo costume, they would send you this green one. But since I ordered the green one, I'm probably going to get sent a red one. And yes, the first thing I will be doing is ripping out the tongue and then painting its nose pink. So if anyone knows how to paint fabric like that, please email Tukey at TukeySoup@gmail.com. Because I want to do it right. I don't want it to look like shit. I have no idea what I'm doing. I guess I need fabric paint. Did you order it in XXL? No. It said for, since Rocco is 6'3", I went with the XL. I think that's what it told. Oh, no. What is Rocco? Wait, I make it up every time. 6'2". I went with the XL. Not wearing X. Who do you think I am? Cardiff Electric? He's so obese. So gigantically fat. But yeah, so first we have to see if something even shows up. Shut up. Shut up. He is not. How did you know? He identifies as 6 foot, though. You know, that's important. You have to be inclusive and tolerant, you dickhead, with your loser kids. Arcona, member for 10 months. You could franchise Tukey. Well, that's the idea is to have someone walking around events as Tukey while I'm not actually Tukey. So I guess it didn't matter what size I got. I just have to find someone who fits. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go. Listen, for $198 plus free shipping. Yay! But no, I also had there's a promo code for 25. I think altogether I spent, after tax, with the promo code, it was under $180, which was nice. I mean, $180 is worth a shot. You guys super chat me. I got to put this money back in the show. I can't just spend it on luxurious hot tubs and diamond-encrusted lasagna. Joey had a guy who hooked me up. It's fantastic. If you ever have $5,000 to spare on one meal, go with the diamond-encrusted lasagna. It's fantastic. But yeah, I figured, you know, you guys are so generous. I might as well blow your money on something stupid. Just like Tukey. Tukey's here because I got some extra money and I wanted to blow it on something stupid. So this was a good investment. Oh, wow. Tukey's not that color, is he, huh? Look at the contrast in greens. But yeah, I don't know. There's got to be something we can use it for. At the very least, I'll use it for my little sister's fifth birthday. But, yeah, we will be franchising Tukey. All right, I actually am very curious about Stevie Lou's story. So I'm going to hop off and I'm going to work on Tukey Soup. Be sure to tune into Tukey Soup tonight, 9 p.m. East. I guess that's 6 West. Wait. Yeah, yeah. God, I hate these time zones. They suck. And I wouldn't even care if I didn't live in a time zone other than the East. Everyone in the East time zone has it so well. So great. No one's ever like, yeah, oh, well, we have to accommodate for the West. No one gives a shit about the West. And then, God damn it. All right, I have a lot of work to do. Again, I'm very disappointed. I thought we were going to have a full Mud Shark loving misery, but of course, the Mud Shark pitter-pattered out. Like the real Bruce the Shark, he no longer works. He just comes in spurts. We have to just take the clips we have of Chad and reuse them, use some stock footage of Chad in the wild, and try and make a show out of that. But of course, this is not a show. American Cupcake, thank you. Grandma Cupcake can crochet you a suit. That would be fantastic. But you need some measurements. Tukey's pretty big. Tukey's very big. But no, this is not a show. It's never a show. Can you fire a nug with the gloves on? Kelly Riddle, can you still fire a nug with the gloves on? I don't know what that means. Pat said Bedabbler got Pat's channel struck. No, he did not. But thank you, Bobby's Fly Baby. Either way. Kelly, I don't understand your chat. But yeah, all right. So Tukey Soup tonight. Thank you all for your generosity. Thank you for the super chats and all that. I really appreciate it. But again, I was just jumping on because I saw Chad was sniping MLC. So what better way than to celebrate the return of the Mud Shark sniping MLC than to have a Tukey Loves Mud Sharks Loving Misery. But like I said, he ran away, so he's gone. He's swimming. He's out in the lagoon. Just chilling out. Eating his Circle K hot dog. Or no, oh, the Wawa. I'm sorry, I forgot they have Wawa in Florida. Wait, no way Chad goes to Wawa. Circle K's cheaper, man. It's cheaper. But anyway, okay, we'll be back tonight with Tukey Soup. Thank you guys so much. Go watch MLC. Go support Stevie. He was attacked by a Newport. At least that's what I've heard. Allegedly. The fifth Ninja Turtle. Nick. Whoa! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tukey.
Yeah!
Whoa! Loves Mud Sharks.
What's up, bitches? It's the Z-Man, a.k.a. the Mud Shark.
Loving Misery.
Man, I want to have fun. I'm having fun. Don't it look like I'm having fun? I'm having a blast.
Tukey loves Mud Sharks. Loving Misery. Haka haka.
Haka haka.